We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Todd Lowen, the MLA for Central Peace Notley. Alberta politics is a bit of an interesting place right now. It was just a week ago we saw Jason Kenney, the Premier, announcing his intention to resign once a new leader is picked for the United Conservative Party. I guess, first of all, I want to get some of your thoughts, I guess, on kind of the leadership situation that's kind of going on right now.
Yeah, well, obviously the people of Alberta, the members of the party, have spoken, and with only 51% of members, that's a pretty good sign that that needed to be a change of leadership. I asked for this over a year ago, asked the Premier to resign, and now we see that the party, the members, strongly agree with that, and so that's good to see that it's finally happened. The Premier is leaving his post, and then we can get a new direction within the UCP and within the Alberta government.
One thing I do kind of find interesting about this, because you may recall the last time we saw a Premier sort of resign midterm was with Alison Redford back in 2014, where she left, and then Dave Hancock was kind of the interim Premier for a while until Jim Prentice took over, whereas now, Kenny has announced that he's going to resign, but obviously, he's still technically the Premier as of this moment in time. So what do you think is kind of, do you think there's kind of an interesting sort of message kind of being sent there that, he's still the Premier, even though he plans to quit, in a sense?
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate that that's the case. He needs to step away so that we can start, developing unity and getting the things back on track and start rebuilding the party. And until he leaves, I think that makes it difficult to happen. It's kind of like taking a Band-Aid off very, very slowly. And I think it needed to be ripped off. He needs to leave, and we need to get back to, working together and getting the party back together and regaining the trust of Albertans. So we do only have a year before the next election, so we have a lot of work to do, and we need to make sure that we don't end up with an NDP government, and that work needs to start immediately, not kick the can down the road for a few more months.
Now, as for that, whoever the new leader ends up being, some names that are out there right now, there's Danielle Smith, there's Brian Jean, who I know you're familiar with. There's a number of different cabinet ministers have kind of indicated that they're thinking about running. But regardless of who we ultimately see end up in the Premier's office once this is dealt with, what are kind of some things you kind of want to sort of see out of whoever becomes the next Premier of this province?
Well, I would like to see a Premier that listens to Albertans and can rebuild the trust of Albertans. I think right now we have to be at an all-time low and trust in politicians and trust in politics in Alberta. And in order to get people back on track and get people, being able to trust the people that represent them, we need to have somebody that can show that kind of trust and build that kind of trust within Albertans, and we need to do that, of course, before the next election. I think the next election will be fought on trust, and we need a leader that the people of Alberta can trust.
Certainly, you made the point a couple of times here about restoring trust in sort of the government of this province and the Premier, that stuff. How important will it be for this to get sort of sorted out here for the next little while, so that the people can have that kind of trust with the Premier and the government of whoever we end up getting after the end of this?
Yeah, no, it's incredibly important. It needs to start as soon as possible. And it's not easy. Once people have lost trust, then it's hard to regain that back. But the key thing, of course, is to start as soon as possible and get that happening. So I hope that the leadership race starts as soon as possible too, and we can get through that process and get things back on track.
Well, this will certainly be interesting to follow for the next little while. Central Peace Notley, MLA Todd Lowen, thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.